The biopharma company Sorrento Therapeutics says its COVID-19 treatment, CovaShield, shows significant progress in neutralizing Omicron and Omicron variants. CovaShield was discovered by scientists at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai and further developed by Sorrento. Joining us now to discuss is Henry Ji. He is Sorrento Therapeutics chairman, CEO, and president. We're also joined by our health reporter, Anjali Kimlani. Henry, good to see you again on the show. First off, just in layman's terms for us, tell us what CovaShield does and how far away are we from it actually coming to market?
Yes, thank you very much, Alexis, for inviting me. And the CovaShield is a neutralizing antibody that binds to the spike protein of the virus, and that basically blocks the virus get into the cell. And we have two different forms. One is the IV injection, one is the intranasal, which requires very tiny quantity of this antibody. For example, if you do IV injection, you need a milligram, hundreds of milligrams to grams. We only need 5 milligrams also. So you can imagine 100 to 100,000 fold of doses that you're using our CovaShield with the neutralizing antibody.
Henry, I wonder about looking at it from the marketing perspective. Just first of all, CovaShield also is a shared name with a vaccine available internationally. Do you have any plans to rebrand or rename this right now?
So we actually have multiple names, backup names in place already for this. And our folks knows how to do marketing because my marketing chief is formerly works for Pfizer, Eli Lilly. He actually the one named Viagra. So we have multiple good names in places.
Lovely. But let's look at also, of course, what you have in terms of the timeline for this. Obviously, you mentioned that it is effective against Omicron. And we know that though Omicron is on its way down, at least for now, we are expecting that there will be other variants in the future. Can you map out a timeline of how you expect and when you expect this to be widely available and what you're planning to do in the event that we find new variants?
Yes. So firstly, we said in our press release that we're going to file within a month. So we're actually so happy we filed yesterday IND filing. So hopefully it gets into human proof concept in the next couple of months or so. Then we're going to be able to do very large clinical trial in a few thousand patients, try to get the EUA application submitted to FDA here in the United States and the Coffee Press in the Mexico and the UK as well. And we believe that our antibody is very unique. It binds to a pocket. We believe not susceptible to the mutation of the virus. It's very conserved the regions. We believe that will be avoiding any future variants and that the impact to a different type of neutralizing antibody. And meanwhile, the company is working on some of the radical strategy that could be has nothing to do with the virus mutation. And we're using that as a combination with a neutralizing antibody that will be able to address any type of variants coming up. And we're very close to get that in place as well as a combination for the CovaShield.
Got it. What about the long haul study? I know that you're taking charge of in Brazil. Where does that stand right now? And what do you hope to achieve in looking at this?
Yeah, so we have a stem cell, which is mesenchymal stromal cells. Right now, it's already finished the very large clinical trials, in the middle of very big trials in the Brazil. And we believe that they're going to help to restore the tissue repair, and that will get over some of the lingering effect from a long COVID syndrome, such as the migraines and some of the shortness of a breath. So we have that one ongoing right now in Brazil.
And Henry, I know that aside from COVID, really when the company was started, you were looking at cancer treatments. And I know today President Biden is announcing the relaunch of the Cancer Moonshot program that was started during the Obama administration. What does that mean in particular for your company and for the treatments that you're working on?
So we're actually having a compound called avibertinib, which already finished pivotal trials in the non-small cell lung cancer that has very good overall response and the overall survival. So we are going to be apply it to the FDA for pre-NDA meetings. If they get the FDA consent, we may be able to either get the drugs approved or do a bridging study to get the drugs approved very quickly as a tool for the non-small cell lung cancer. And the same drug can be used for lymphomas and the prostate cancer, and as well as some of the other cancer tumors.
So, and Henry, I just wanted to get your thoughts on what's happening, not just with your company's stock, but sort of with the sector right now, because we saw a rough start to the year for a lot of the small and mid-cap biopharma companies, Sorrento Therapeutics included. I was taking a look at the SPDR S&P Biotech ETF, and you see by that chart there, it's trading near a 52-week low at the moment. What is Wall Street missing, perhaps, with the sector, but more specifically with your company? Are they maybe concerned that Sorrento is more of a pure COVID play? And do you need to start changing that messaging?
Not really. We're always messaging as cancer, as well as non-opioid pain management. Our compound actually progressively moving to a much mature stage. We have the phase three with the cancer drugs in place, and we have non-opioid pain management, which is a big emphasis by the Biden administration for non-opioid pain management. We have that phase three already done with the data, amazing data. We released it. So we're gonna do a request for breakthrough status from the FDA and submit the NDA to the FDA. We believe we're gonna be much mature now. And if you look at the merger acquisition activity in the space, this year it's very light. However, the big pharma has a lot of cash on hand, and they need a mature compound, which a company like us gets to a mature stage. You're going to get a lot of interest from the big pharma, either do a license agreement or do some of the asset acquisition, which we believe Sorrento has plenty of the assets in place.
All right, Henry G. Sorrento Therapeutics, Chairman, CEO, and President, thanks so much for being with us today.